Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for the Italian release of Call Me By Your Name, nominated for 4 Academy Awards, and with Armie Hammer, Timothée Chalamet. Could you tell us more about your first meeting with Luca Guadagnino?
Before I say anything, it's such an honor and privilege to be back in Italy. Italy's been very good to Armie and I, so thank you for having us back again, and what a joy to get to share this movie with the country that we made it in now, the country that it's about. So the first time I met with Luca, I was 17 years old. It was in New York. It was the luck of the universe that the agent I was working with in New York worked with Tilda Swinton, who is the lead of Io Sono Amore and A Bigger Splash as well, in addition to, what's the third film, Luca, that you directed with Tilda as the lead? I Am Love, A Bigger Splash, and then The Protagonist. And The Protagonist as well. So, like I said, it was luck of the universe that I had this connection. I got to meet with Luca, and we really hit it off. And similar to a lot of the independent projects, I think, in the States, it took maybe a while to put together. It took 3 years. I was attached. And it always seemed like the project that was too good to come true. At a young age, it's a fortune to be economically self-sufficient at any age when you're acting, and yet the roles aren't necessarily super challenging or complex. Often you're the son in the family or the boyfriend, something like that. So to get a role like Call Me By Your Name, it felt like a gift of the universe. And it was just, like I said, a waiting period, hoping the summer I was 17 we were going to make it. Then when I was 18, when I was 19, and finally when I was 20, we finally got the opportunity to make it with Armie and Crema, with Luca directing it.
It all started, as Luca said, we met with each other back in 2010. I went over to his place, and we had an absolutely incredible meeting. Meetings normally last 45 minutes to an hour, and I think we spent 3 or 4 hours together, eating, drinking coffee, talking about movies, talking about books, talking about philosophy, talking about art, just really kind of talking about just a wide range of things. And I left the meeting, and I thought, you know, as a typical actor, I fucking nailed that meeting. And then I didn't hear from Luca for 6.5 years. And then finally I got a script. My agent called and said, Luca sent you a script. And I said, I'm in. And he said, you should read it first. And I said, okay. And I read it and thought, wow, all right. And then I had a beautiful series of conversations with Luca about the nature of fear and desire and how they're usually sisters and part and parcel. And that if I wanted to actually consider myself an artist in any way, then I needed to push myself and challenge myself. And fortunately, I feel really lucky that he asked me to do this, because that's exactly what the project did. And I feel like it changed the trajectory of my life and changed how I consider myself and how I want to exist in this business now.
Timothy, what was the most difficult part, the most difficult thing you had to do while acting in this film, while preparing for this role?
A gift and dream as an actor. I had a month and a half to prepare, and these are the roles you dream of and that you desire to do as a young actor. Like I alluded to before, a lot of roles as a young actor, there isn't a lot to latch onto, or that's complex to play with. And here was a character that auspiciously at a young age has a level of intelligence and fluidity with his ability to be intellectual that is rare. So it always seemed like a gift more than a challenge. A specific sequence that was challenging was the just all those piano sequences, because Elio was described in the book as being such a talented piano player. It felt like if we don't get that right, then we're not doing the book justice. So in addition to learning the Italian, which I was out there a month and a half early for, the other primary purpose of that pre-production was to learn the piano. And one of my favorite, you know, bits about that piano sequence is it's all supposed to be riffed and improvised. And the reality of it is that I was there a month and a half working at it every day. So when it came time to shoot, you know, you pretend that you're improvising it. But the reality was, like I said, we were working very hard at it.
Armie, is there a sort of a magical link between you and Italy? It's not the first time you issue something here. There was a collaboration with Fabio and Fabio for Mine.
I absolutely love working on films with Italian directors, especially in Italy. We also shot a good portion of Man from U.N.C.L.E. out here. And there's something about the culture. There's a celebration of life. There's a celebration of art. There's an incredibly historied pedigree of filmmaking. And I think you can feel it. I think that every new director carries that past with them in a way that a lot of directors who might be coming from somewhere where they don't have that same storied past wouldn't have the opportunity to do so. That Dolce Vita thing is just like, it's a beautiful way to make movies. It's enjoyable because you are making art, but you're also enjoying so much the process of doing it. The hours are shorter. You know, I mean, 9-10 hour days, it's very civilized. You go to the States and you might work 16-hour days, 6 days a week. You wouldn't really do that here because the process needs to be as enjoyable as the end result, I found. Also, the food is delicious, so anytime anybody asks me to come, I always say yes.
Thanks to you, Armie Hammer and Timothée Chalamet, protagonists of Call Me By Your Name, nominated for 4 Academy Awards, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from Rome for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.